We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Dalet. Inyan Rosh Hashanah, Tkiya Shofar, V'Aseres Yemei Tshuva, V'Yom HaKippurim, V'Sukkah V'Lulav. Al Pi HaMaimar, V'Yoymar Hashem El Moshe, Kroes Yeshua, V'Atzavenu, Simen Vav. This Halacha on Likutei Halachos will be based on Torah Vav, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom Kol HaMaimar Kuloi, Heitev, Meiroi Shel Asoifoi. Review that entire chapter of Likutei Moran well from beginning to end, so you'll have a proper introduction. Ubikitzer, Rav Nosnal says, but let's summarize briefly the highlights of what it says there. Ki efsher lizkois lekovoid elokai elo al yedei tshuva. It's impossible for a person to be zeche to heavenly honor and respect other than through tshuva. Shehu b'chinas keser, which is compared to the concept of keser, the crown. Rabbeinu on that chapter speaks about kvoid malochim versus kvoid elikim, that when a person has kvoid malochim, the honor of ordinary kings, then people are always questioning his honor. Does he really deserve that respect? Who is he? What is he? And they challenge him, or they challenge that respect. Whereas when a person is zochet to kvoid elikim, the pasuk says about kvoid elikim haster dovor. That's something that's hidden, and people recognize that that's not something to be questioned or challenged in any way. So Rav Nosnal goes on. That's the concept of keser bechinas haboli taher misayin loy. The Gemara says a person who wants to become pure, Hashem helps him. Oimrim loy hamtein. They tell him to wait. Bechinas Ekeh, which corresponds to the name of Hashem Ekeh, which the Zohar HaKadosh translates, Ano Zomin Lemehevi. I am ready to exist. I will be. I want to exist, but I don't yet exist. That's the concept of a person doing tshuva, recognizing that I have to make a new beginning. I want to make a new beginning. Ve'ikar HaTshuva, Rabbeinu Zal writes there, we know that there are many different things that are related to tshuva. Many different things a person can do for tshuva. But Rabbeinu Zal says there, Iker ha-tshuva, the most important item in the tshuva process is, Kishayishma bezyoinoi yidoim v'yishtoik, that when a person is being embarrassed or insulted, and they accept it silently, both they don't respond verbally, and they don't feel anything negative in their heart. Because the person says, I know it's coming to me. I know much more than this is coming to me. This person who insulted me, he doesn't realize if he knew who I really were, he would insulted me 100 times worse. What he's saying is probably a compliment compared to what I know I deserve, compared to where I know I am. Ki koidem atshuva hu b'chinas achorei pnei akia gematri adam. Rabbeinu Zal says there that before a person does tshuva, then this name of Hashem Ekeh, he's not there yet. He's in behind it. He's in back of it. And the Arizal says that achorei pnei akia is b'gematria 44, which is dam. When you do aleph, aleph hey, aleph hey yud, aleph hey yud kei, it's b'gematria 44, which is dam. V'al kein bo'en olav b'zyoinoi sushfichas domim. That's why before the person has completed the process of tshuva, he goes through this dam. He goes through having his blood spilt. He goes through being embarrassed and insulted. V'atikin laze sheyafoich dam ledoim. And the way that a person responds to that properly is by converting the dam to doim, by responding with silence. But b'chinas, as the pasuk says, doim l'Hashem v'hischoy l'Eloi. Be silent for the sake of Hashem, and v'hischoy l'Eloi. The Gemara darshins, v'hu yapi l'cho chalolem chalolem. Hashem will kill all of your enemies. Hashem will destroy your enemies, especially your yetzer hara. Shenichna hadam shebecholol asmoli, that the blood in the left ventricle of the heart, in the left side of the heart, which is the Yetzahara, that will be removed, eliminated. Ki koidem atshuva hadam shebechol asmoli betogfoi, because before a person is zeiche to do tshuva, the blood in the left side of the heart is still strong. His yetzahara is still strong. V'al kein bo'en olav b'zyoinoi sushfichas domim. And that's why he experiences insults and embarrassments, because that blood is still there. V'al kein kishemekayim doim l'Hashem. But when the person is insulted or embarrassed, and they respond properly by not saying anything, al yedei zeh v'hu yapi l'chol chalolim shenichna hadam shebechol asmoli, Hashem will help you and will eliminate for you that bad blood in the left side of your heart, your yetzahara. Then Rabbi Nizal goes on to say there, v'tzorech la'asleis tshuva al tshuva. A person doesn't just do tshuva once. Tshuva is a constant process where he's always trying to correct even his previous correction, even his previous tshuva. Kimi yoimar zikisi libi tihati mechatosi. Because which person can say, my heart has become pure from sin? That's the regular interpretation of that. Rabbein Azal does a twist on that. Ki afilu b'shol shoimer chotosi, gam ze yef shaloima bebar leva bebli pnia. Rabbein Azal says that another way to interpret this pasuk is, which person can say my heart is pure when I'm saying chotosi? You know, even when I say chotosi avisi poshati, even when I'm actually doing tshuva, I'm expressing my confession, even that, I'm not doing it right. I'm making 100 mistakes, and my intention isn't really pure. I'm not 100% resolved that I'm never going to do that again, etc., etc. So therefore, even the chotosi isn't being said with a completely pure heart. So even that requires another. My apology requires an apology, because the apology wasn't really said properly. And even a person, even a tzaddik, who has been zeuche to do real complete tshuva, afal pikein tzorech la'asis tshuva al hasogosoi harishoino shi bebchines gashmius keneged hasogos shemasig acharkach. Rabbi Nizal explains there that a true Jew, a really religious Jew, or especially a tzaddik, is a person who is constantly moving. He isn't staying on one level for 2 days in a row, or not even 2 minutes in a row. And every time he reaches a higher level of closeness to Hashem and of understanding Hashem better, he's ashamed and embarrassed of his perception of Hashem of yesterday. Lahavdil, we give an example many times. You get a person, you get a kid, a six-year-old kid, who hears that he lives, that Mr. Reichman lives in his neighborhood. The rich, rich, rich Reichmans from Canada, they live in his neighborhood. And you hear this kid telling one of his friends, you know, my daddy told me that there's this rich guy who lives in our neighborhood. He probably has even more than $50. He might even have $100. And the daddy overhears this, and the daddy calls the kid aside later and says, no, you don't know. When I said rich, I mean really rich. $100, that's not rich. For a kid, that's rich. But for an adult, adults have thousands of dollars. So a week later, or a month later, or a year later, the daddy hears this kid talking to the same friend or a different friend, and the kid says, you know, my daddy was telling me about our rich neighbors, the Reichmans. I thought they were rich, they have $60. But I found out that that's not true, that adults don't have six, that they have thousands of dollars. So the Reichmans, who knows, they might even have $8,000. And then the father hears that, and the father tells him, and again he keeps growing, until he hears that we're talking about billions of dollars. You know, lahavdil, in ruchnius, a person perceives Hashem a certain way when he's on a certain level. And when the person learns more, and davens more, and purifies himself more, he comes to a completely different realization. And what he thought yesterday or last year, he realizes is a joke compared to his understanding of Hashem's greatness that he has now. So he realized he has to do tshuva, he has to apologize for putting Hashem down the way he did last year or 2 years ago, when his perception was much lower than what it is today. V'zeh b'chinas v'hoya b'yoyim ha'hu, lo yihye oir yekorois v'kipoin. Rabbi Nizal, that chapter in the Keturah, quotes this pasuk, and Rabbi Nizal explains it based on a Gemara in Psochem where it says, oir shehu yokor b'olam hazeh, a level of light that's considered precious and special in this world, in the next world, it'll be a joke. You know, that'll be considered like darkness. So too, this world is compared to the first level of tshuva. Olam Haba is compared to the tshuva al tshuva, because Olam Haba is called Yom Shekuloi Shabbos, And we know Shabbos is the concept of tshuva. The mitzvah in the Torah of tshuva is v'shavto ad Hashem alikecho. Shavto is the letters Shabbos. So Olam Haba is called Yom Shekuloi Shabbos, which means a much higher level of tshuva, which will make our tshuva of this world look like a joke in comparison, in a sense. V'zeh b'chinas zoyveyach toido yechabdonani. Rabbi Nezal there quotes the pasuk to the person who shechts his yetzer hara, and even he does tshuva on his previous toido, yechabdonani. He gives respect to Hashem in both worlds. Rabbi Nezal elaborates on it over there. V'tzorech liyos boki b'halocha. Rabbi Nezal says there, in order to do tshuva properly, a person has to know how to move, how to navigate properly. Bechinas ayil v'nofik, bechinas rotzui v'shoiv, bechinas im esak shamayim shamata v'atzir shel hineko, ayin sham heitev. Rabbi Nezal says there that the tshuva process is not one directional. A person doesn't just climb up. It's back and it's up and down, up and down, up and down. A person, every time a person wants to go up, he has to go down first, like diving on a diving board. He has to press down on the diving board in order to propel himself up. So Rabbi Nezal teaches us there that the person has to know how to go down, how to fall properly, and how to climb. That's this concept of ayil v'nofik, going in and coming out. Rotzoi v'shoiv. Imesak shamayim shamato. If I reach up to the heavens, Hashem is up there. Va'atziya shoil. And even if I fall down to the lowest levels, Hineko, Hashem is there also. I connect with Hashem whether I'm going up or whether I'm down. And when a person does all of this properly, he's zoche to generate, to help, be zoche to the Odom who sits on the kisei kaviyochel, the throne of Hashem. Kial yidei hadmima vashsiko nase b'chinas nekuda tachtoino shetachas havov shebalef. Rabbi Nezal says there that by a person fulfilling his obligation to be silent when he's being embarrassed and insulted, that generates the lower nekuda, the nekuda that's the bottom part of the aleph. Rabbi Nezal there discusses the three sections of the aleph, the lower part, the middle part, and the upper part of the aleph, as it's written in a Sefer Torah. Vayidei ha-tshuva shubchines eke b'chines keser nasa b'chines nekuda al-yoyne shubchines kisei demischasi el-eil mivov shabal. And through the tshuva, the aspect of tshuva that's keser, that corresponds to the upper part of the aleph, which is compared to the throne of Hashem, which is hidden, the part of the aleph that's above the vav, the diagonal vav. B'chines b'muflo mimcho al-tidroish, as the pasuk says, in that which is wondrous to you, you're not allowed to delve into it. That's the keser, the very high level. V'havvov sheba aleph, and that diagonal vav of the aleph, the middle part of the aleph, hu bechinas rokia, shomayim, eishomayim, klolias agavnim. That corresponds to the heavens, which are made up of fire and water, and it's a composite of many different colors, the sky. V'ze nasa yidei abusha shemishtan apono v'kamagavnim. That's generated by the embarrassment. When the person is embarrassed and insulted and his face changes colors, that discoloration of the face corresponds to that middle part of the vav, that corresponds to the rokia, the multicolored rokia. V'nase odom b'chinas aleph dam. And through this whole procedure, we said he makes the tikkun for the dam. He changes dam to doim, doim lashem. And he also generates this letter aleph, which is made up of three parts, the nekuda tachtoina, the nekuda elyoina, and the middle piece. And that's who he generates this odom, aleph, dam. V'oz nase yichud bein chamala levona, bein Moshe Yeshua. And then he brings together the sun and the moon, the Rebbe and the Talmud, Moshe and Yeshua. Ki Moshe b'chinas chamo, ze b'chinas nekuda elyoina. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is compared to the sun, which is the upper part of the aleph. V'Yehoshua b'chinas levona b'chinas nekuda tachtoina. Yehoshua is compared to the moon, which is corresponds to the lower part of the aleph. V'havov ze b'chinas ha'oil. And the vav in middle of the aleph, that diagonal vav that connects the upper and lower, that symbolizes the tent in which Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua studied together, in which Moshe Rabbeinu passed on the nevuah, the prophecy from Hashem. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Study that chapter in the Likutei Moran well, because for every line here, there's a page there, or a paragraph. וזה בחינס שלוש מצווי שנצטב ישראל להכרזרי של המולק ולבנס בייס הבחירה ולמרס למלך, אין שום. רבן עזר also ties in those three parts of the Aleph to the three mitzvahs that Hashem instructed to the Jews to do upon entering Eretz Yisrael. To wipe out Amalek, to appoint a king, and to build a Beis HaMikdash. Rabbein Azal shows there how that all ties in together. This is a very brief summary of Torah Vav and Likutei Moran. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal is going to give us his drush.